What about the weekly administration of ABI-007? What do we know about that?
We have been interested in this, as you may imagine. We followed the data reported by investigators at U.S. Oncology, led by Joan Blum and Joyce O'Shaughnessy, where they looked at Abraxane, first of all, at a dose of 100 milligrams per meter squared per week, in patients who had been pretreated with one of the previously existing taxanes, paclitaxel or docetaxel. They demonstrated that this drug has activity, even in that setting of patients truly refractory to the other taxanes, with still some neuropathy observed. However, because the neuropathy, in terms of severe neuropathy, was actually very low with the 100 per meter squared per week, they went ahead and did another study looking at 125 milligrams per meter squared per week. Again, in patients pretreated with other taxanes, and they saw an increased risk of peripheral neuropathy, significant, of about 17%, which is interesting because that's the risk of grade 3 neuropathy we see with paclitaxel once every 3 weeks, given at 200.
And my read on this also was that in the lower dose, it was less than 5%.
That is correct, yes. So the question is, how are we going to interpret this data based on our ongoing clinical practice? And if we were to utilize Abraxane in a non-FDA-approved way, which is weekly? Well, I think starting at a dose of 125 milligrams per meter squared will be quite appropriate based on two concepts. Number one, if we understand that the approved dose is 260 per meter squared once every 3 weeks, if we administer the drug in days 1 and 8 of 21-day cycles, starting at 125 will be an appropriate dose to start with. And again, in a group of patients who have not been recently pretreated with taxanes, I think this dose could lead to high efficacy and good tolerability. However, we need to do clinical trials, and that's what we are going to do within the North Central Cancer Treatment Group.
I want to ask you about that, but I guess the issue here is the studies that looked at the 125, I think the vast majority of these people already had taxanes, and quite a lot of them had some neuropathy to start with from the pre-existing taxanes.
That is right. Yeah, all of the patients actually had received one taxane or another, and some patients had received both taxanes.
And so what about the patient who has previously received a taxane in terms of weekly or the dose of the weekly?
In that case, I would start the patient at 100 per meter squared for safety reasons.
And would you escalate up?
Probably not. Because, you know, the data are pretty good in terms of the efficacy of the 100 milligrams per meter squared in this, what we may call heavily pretreated patients. And in the setting of refractory breast cancer, we really continue to concentrate on the balance between efficacy and tolerability.